והמילה שהשתמשתי קודם, settling, to settle. וקצת גם את הדימוי של סימי של הבוץ להשקיע, let things settle down. ודווקא זה מאוד קל אם יש חיבור עם האדמה, בגלל האדמה כל הזמן מזמינה. כוח משיכה מושך אותנו to settle, settle on the earth. כאילו לזכור את השייכות, ההזמנה, את החיבוק. מאם האדמה שלנו. מביא איזה ודאות או confidence in taking our place in this world right now. כמו אומרים בזן, the one seat, it's where we are. אותו מילה, settle, seat. זה הזמנה שאנחנו settling, we are sitting on this earth in our place, במקום שלנו. אפשר לעזוב. אפשר לתת לאדמה דברים שאנחנו מחזיקים, שלא כל כך צריכים. אחד המיומנות של מדיטציה זה להבין להניח, to put down stuff. אולי זה לא שייך לנו מקודם. Stuff that came to us we don't really need. Let's drop. Pressures, struggles, issues, patterns, histories. And instead, במקום אנחנו מרגישים is a kirva, the chayut, to this lived moment right now. That's our refuge, that's our home. Hatzlilim mibachutz, haguf b'makom, neshimot shenichnasot v'yotzot b'ofen tivi, adin. Meitiv and precious. Kol neshima mazmina otanu liot yoter nochuchut, yoter regish, yoter karov ma achavayot shel haachayut, the lived experience. We get closer, more intimate. ולאט לאט אנחנו מבינים משהו יותר עמוק, יותר קרוב על התשומת לב עצמה. Attention, tshumat lev, is awareness itself that turns to objects to light them up. Kamo or shem ir mashu. See how that works. And it's caring, yesh chbatiyut, safa pali apamada, caring awareness, loving awareness, because we are holding ourselves close with kindness and interest and intimacy. It's naturally caring as we go to meet our life. Gam klapei her mind, our caring awareness knows the mind, the waves of thought, of content, tochen, tzurot, she'ovrot. אם אנחנו רוצים לתרגל יותר מטה, אז כל תופעה, כל חוויה, אנחנו פוגשים, אנחנו יודעים עם הכרת תודה והערכה וקרבה. ואם יותר הצד הכנף של ויפאסנה, seeing clearly, צוללים בתוך התופעה, מתחים מה קורה שם, מה השינויים, רזולוציה הכי גבוה, אבל גם מטה וגם ויפאסנה מבוסס על עירות יותר, עירות הלב, עירות של התודעה, ושניהם עם גישה של caring. עירות, קרבה, Od Barur Shel Hakol Ba'arayut Hakol Davar She'oleh Gam Over Od Barur HaRishoniyut Anicca. We can't hang on to anything. It goes through our fingers. Kamu kav Mitzayer al Mayim. Thank you. So this evening I'll just give a few points. I don't want to give a whole Dhamma talk, but yeah. And then we'll have some questions if you like. Rim Shaolim. צריך להיות ברור שאנחנו לא הבעיה שלנו או האויב. The problem we have as human beings is not difficult experiences. Painful experiences is not the problem. It's being tayas automati with pain and joy. It's the automatic. Painful experience is the nature of life. There will be pleasant and joyful experience with the nature of life. There will be. And neither one or the other, there will be. The problem isn't that. The problem is how we are with those changes. And to be on tayas automati is the problem. So the traditional classic and very wise and beautiful understanding of that in the Dharma is paticca-samuppada, namely itavut mutne, which really shows the way that if we're not doing something with our inner life, we will go round and build story and believe story and go round and round samsara on tayas automati. We'll build, this is good for me, this is not so good, this is, I need this, this is wrong, this is that, this is life, this is it, this is views, beliefs, attachments, needs, and a lot of stuff we get from everybody else that we believe to be true. We get swept away. Once was in a meeting in India with at a Krishnamurti center, and it was a meeting on violence, and it was in the school I was teaching, and we had discussion on the nature of violence, and there was one yogi. It was very traditional Indian yogi, 70 years old with a beard, looking like real kind of out of the books. Come on. And he said, I believe in ahimsa. Ahimsa is the word for non-violence. I'm a Mahatma Gandhi follower, 20, 30 years. Violence has nothing to do with me. And a boy from the school, it was a school, the boy from one of the classes said, sir, your conformism is violent. Which has stayed with me ever since. Conformism is violent. We're in a box and we don't know it, so we do what people tell us and we believe what everyone says and we get swept away. And we can see it. The only time, I think, in this whole 2 years of conflict and war when I was in Kleel, the only time when I felt, I would say, close to, it wasn't depression, but it was a bit like that, a sort of down that lasted 2 or 3 weeks, was when I was everywhere, was Hasafa Shel Anachnu, the we language everywhere. And I felt, well, there's no place for me. Many words I couldn't say because of the we language, conformism was so strong, just after October 7th. Okay, we understand it, but still, I'm just saying, it was hard to say and think out of the box at that time. The whole, So there's a very, also a difficult image in one of the poems of the Buddha. There's a whole book of poems that he supposedly he wrote. And one image really stayed with me, which is very strong and not very pleasant. It's that human society, civilization, is like small fish struggling with each other inside a shlulit. That's us. So, okay, it's Kitsoni Kitsad, it's a poem, but still, it says something about the contracted place. So instead of that, the process of our spiritual life, and it really is, Buddha Dharma is an example of spiritual life, but not the only one. But it's a good one, in my mind, because it gives us ways out of this instead of belief in another rainbow somewhere else. And basically the Buddha says that we need to remember our big spirit, because it was always there. It's always there. It never disappeared. There is a Ke'ilu Buddha inside us. It's not Buddha. There's no, can't find a person there. But it's the Buddha mind, the bodhicitta inside. We do have it. Otherwise, we wouldn't know any. We couldn't even think. But the consciousness itself is fundamentally free and infinite and doesn't belong to us. That's our Buddha, our bodhicitta. And the task we have in meditation is to remember this big being that we are and explore it and discover it again. So meditation is in that sense not a cheder kosher or a technique, but it's a way home. And I like the poem of T.S., one of the poems of T.S. Eliot, when he says, we can't help exploring life and going everywhere. We can't help it. But everywhere we go, we will find ourselves back home again and see it as if for the first time. That's all, we can't help it, how you say. If Shalim Noah, it's a dachaf le chapez, ve liftoach, ve lasot, ve. Aval kol pam she anachnu mechapez, anachnu matzai tatsmenu, chazara baita, ve roim oto kapam, pam harishon. So that's really the process that. The practice takes us there, but on the way, so you say, well, as ain technique, nothing to do, ain mashu la sot, lama ani just ragish babayit, okay. But the habaya ze lo kol kach kal, v'anachnu tzirichim yicholot, kochot, tipuach, kedei livnot et ha-keilim tov, because the agaz keilim achi tov. It's like when I built my house, my friend, I was so bad. I didn't know anything, how to build. I was just terrible. And I had 6 months to build a house for my family in Kleel. And this guy, you know, was trying to help me. He said, the first thing you do is make sure your tools are sharp. Zmil, how you say this, the chisel, huh? Ismail. The first thing, sharp. What? That's the whole thing. I've got to build a house. No, first. So So we develop qualities, echuyot, of seeing, of the mind and the heart. They go together, citta. They're one thing, but we can say, on the way, we can have two kind of territories, if you like, fields, a bit more mind, a bit more heart. They actually, in the end, the same. But on the way, we can say, this is, I can see a bit more heart, a bit more mind. It's fine. Then time. And we develop them so that we can use them to come back home and see things really clearly, who we are and our big soul. And we need sometimes help for that. That's why we're here. Sometimes it happens more or less by itself. But usually we need help. We need And we discover that we are actually free beings looking at difficulty. Because difficulty will be there. We will experience pain and pleasure because we are born in a body. No way out of that. But we can be free beings experiencing pain or pleasure or difficulty or struggle or threat or violence or whatever. Or not free and just in automat. It's the choice, but we want to hopefully be free beings, experiencing the whole world of life and death and everything in between. So basically, we can choose what we practice. We can choose what we need for this. But fundamentally, like what we're doing here and why it's important, the basis is consistency. Is tadirut, ikviut. And so it's, I just want to suggest that we relax about exactly what it is I need to practice here. It is a question, of course, what is fitting for us, what we feel we need is fine. But we can understand that the ikviut, that consistency of practice, is what does the job. And if we kind of understand that a little bit, it helps us come out of a place, what's better? This one or this one or this one. I mean, it's also impossible because the 10,000, according to tradition, 80,000 sugeisho meditatsiya betoch a masoret Buddhist. So we do. What's important is the intention, and the intention, ha'itkavnut, gives us the, because the momentum to keep practicing, to be right there with what happens, to be in the ups and downs, sometimes yes, sometimes shi'imun, sometimes hitnagdut, sometimes simcha, sometimes she'elot, lamani po, v'mani oseh po. Akolye, about her intention is like kind of a thread, a cub. And sometimes when things get really difficult, that is, in a way, the blessing of difficult times. Kolel hayom. That it makes it urgent. Zetachuf lo rak liot, kaze nischafim. Zetachuf li latzo v'liot dvarim acher. Listakel al dvarim mi inayim acher. So, indeed, the situation we're in now says zetachuf. Samvega is dechifut. And many, many great teachers in this world have been motivated by this samvega, dechifut. Samvega is a Sanskrit word. because of disease, because of personal tragedy, etc. So we will meet all the stuff of our life. There's no way we can avoid that. We will meet the bayot and the tafniot and the inyanim and the hitnagduyot and the sipurim and the zikronot and the kvedut, all on here. we will meet it all. But just what I said in this retreat, the way out is the way through. Haderech hachutzah zeh derech betoch. Zeh lo makom acher. And we have to understand that through that, we come to another place. We saw it even just very simply. Derech acheret listakel al machshava, lo kamashu bayati sheman sheose ani lo yichol lasot meditatsiya begal yesh kol kach arbe isheket the cacophony of shamba mind. Rega, ze ani berega haze, ze mashe haguf v'ha mind mofia. Okay, matchilim ze, it's okay. Ve'lat lat anachnu mivin she tamid yesh makom yoter chofshi me'acharei ha'tochen. Tamid yesh. It just needs the consistency, the ikviut, to kol hazman potchim et hamakom. L'dugma, ha'digoy she'ani ohev miha Mahayana tradition, is that consciousness, toda'ah, is empty. It has no content. Ein tochen, but b'moda'ut. As you see, it's just power of knowing. But it's like the mother, and it has children. And the children are the tochen. It can't stop giving birth. The mother can't stop giving birth. But it's empty. It's like the harechem. As modaut ze kumo rechem. She kol hazman yesh arbe yeladim, arbe yeladim, arbe yeladim, yotzim. Vze hamachshavot shelanu. אני לא רוצה להיכנס לזה עכשיו, אבל אני באמצע דיון או דיאלוג עם אשתי על הדימויים בקבלה בזוהר, על בדיוק המקום הזה של בתהום, כל הזמן נולד ילדים קטנים, שבעצם הם קצת שדים קטנים, הם כמו בעייתי, ואיך להיות עם כל הילדים שיוצאים מהתהום. מהאלה הבעייתי, לילית. כל מיני, הרבה, you know, like the Tibetan, גם את images of the Zohar, they're very much like the Tibetans. But it's up to us. I mean, look at the Heart Sutta. It's the most well-known Sutta Halev. זה הדבר הכי הכי ידוע, אולי הטקסט הכי ידוע בכל העולם בודיסטי. But it's, מה זה mysterious? אף אחד יכול להבין את זה, בגלל אומר בדיוק מה שאני אמרתי קודם. פורם, צורות, לא אחר מריקות אינסופי. וריקות אינסופי לא אחר מצורה. The bottom line is dialogue between Rekut and Sofi v'tzurot sheyotze mia dialogue ha kesha between ha ima ha rechem v'ha tzurot. So it's something I'm going a little bit into all of that, but still. It's good to know that the closer we get to our experience, the more it opens. It opens, becomes less closed into Tzurot, the Inyanim, the Bayot, and it begins to open. And we let it open. We encourage, because there we see the openness, and we are helped by Kol Davar Ke'ilu Atik. Nature is helping us, because we can't control, it's not in our hands. The tree grows, the grass grows, the insects go, the whole thing is happening Ke'ilu Biladeinu. So already, if we go to nature, we're getting the message. It's not us. It's not. Okay, yes, Tzurot, Aval Kol Hazman Mishtaneh. It's primal. Ze mashu atik, mashu basisi, kmo ha'adama, mazkir lanu makom b'li kol ha'tzurot shel ha'mayim shelanu. So, I think Liza must speak in time. I'm happy to have some questions. Yes. Well, Kol Ram Biglal Koach Sheli Shel Shmiya Ze Lo Kol Kach Mashu.
So in Brahmaviharas, how do you recommend? I feel like I have the urge to work with metta and also mudita. I don't know how much space should I give each of them during the day, just keep on metta till the end of the retreat, or combine them during the day?
Well, like I said earlier, questions of kamuyot and how much and achuzim are not really the point. You will, first of all, answer it yourself. You will know. Let yourself be natural. Let us be natural. So mudita can happen naturally when you see the cats, or you see someone smiling. And let it. Don't say, no, I'm not going to be happy now because I'm practicing metta. So be natural. It's good to have a kav, but lightly. I have a story about that. Yes, lanu arbe chazirei bar etzlenu. The mamashim, קודם כל הם עושים הרבה הרבה נזק, ואנחנו לא יכול בעצם. They started turning on taps in my place. הברזים, הם יודעים איך, לא רק ברז אחד, הם יודעים שברז אחד לא מספיק, הם צריך לחזור לעוד ברז כדי שהברז השני, מים יוצא מהברז. So שני ברזים אחד אחרי שני, הם יודעים איך לפתוח את עם הידיד. They with their teeth, they and one after another, crazy. Anyway, one night, I saw my dogs the dogs are barking in the whole area, and I realized it was actually 4 o'clock in the morning, and I usually get up. I realized there's a chazirei bar, Mr. Vivian. I got up and I thought, oh, these. Maze bayati kaze. I have to get rid of them. And I went out. And then I saw three chazirei bar that were playing. Tofes is the game. Misaviv Eitz. So two went one day, the other one there. Then two, they went back, the other one there. They were really playing around, just enjoying themselves. And I thought, wow, I have the problem, not them. Because Hayali is a sukshel tavnit. הם בעי הבעיה. אני הבנתי שאני הייתי בתוך איזה סוג של תבנית מנטלית, הם בעיה. So it's a good lesson for me. So when you see Chazirei Bar but Laila playing Mudita. But I would say Metta as a basis, because it's like it's a high road. It's a kvishesh. It's the main road is heart, open, kindness, connection, appreciation. And then on here and there, Mudita will turn up. Ken.
איך אפשר לעשות בקלות מטה? לא בקלות, אבל אני רוצה שהרבה יותר קשה לעשות מטה רחבה בימים אלה שיש כל כך הרבה רוע מסביב.
כל כך הרבה מה?
So much evil around. I find it much harder to do מטה because you can stay very small, you can stay at your here at the retreat, family. This works, but once you try to enlarge it, it's very hard.
Well, if you meet pain, then by itself, metta becomes compassion. When you label something evil, it's gone. You can't relate to it. But if you see it as samsaric pain, ignorance, violence, people not knowing what they're doing, doing harm, etc. So the metta becomes compassion, just like when you look in your body and there's a pain, metta becomes compassion. So you don't stop metta, but you realize that your metta becomes a bit different. It's acknowledging the pain of life, and you're sending healing, help, if you like, from your heart to whoever, to yourself or to whatever. So it doesn't need to stop metta, it just will change it a bit. And metta is not idealism. And also metta doesn't really do the job of changing anything. You can't say that metta will change Netanyahu, I don't know, or Putin. You can spend a whole retreat, we can be beaming kind of metta to Netanyahu, I don't know to who. And then we at the end of the retreat, though, it total failure, Kishalon Gadol. He's still there, everything's same. Because metta doesn't do that. It's not about control, odpam. It's about changing the language of our own heart so that when we relate to the world, we relate to the world differently, like a mother with care, with kindness, with compassion, and not setting up distance, anger, slida, which affects us, it changes our life. And so we really, I'll say this story again because it's such a touching story for me. I said it already in the retreat, but you weren't there. But I really just want to say it again about this this priest in the Vietnam War, and he was sitting outside the Pentagon with a candle all night on a vigil. And people came to him and said, you think you, Levad, you know, you yourself can change the Pentagon and stop the Vietnam War? And he said, no, you don't understand. I don't sit here all night, every night to change them. I sit here all night, every night with a candle so they don't change me. So in a way, we're doing it to shift our heart language. And then we go out in the world, and whatever we can do, we do. but we're doing it from a different place, rather than anxiety, helplessness, anger, reactivity, etc., etc. We're out in the world from a different place, and so practice metta as kind of giving the heart its, you know, purifying the language of the heart, giving the heart the power to be like a mother to all. So your body, start with yourself, your body, your mind, your difficulties, even the labels that you put on whatever. There was the phrase of forgiveness, right, that Simi brought, that she got from Delson Armstrong. I forgive myself for my ignorance, for lack of wisdom. I forgive myself for lack of wisdom. It's like purifying the heart. And so see it like that. See that we're developing a power of the heart, and then we go out in the world and whatever. So that's what I suggest.
כאילו, אני זוכרת את מה בדרך מעכב אם אתה שם יותר מדי. זה שכחתי.
Yeah, it's funny. I will, but I have to say, I was having some discussion with American Dharma teachers, and they said, in our experience, there are two kinds of Dharma practitioners. The firsters and the thirders. First is the first noble truth people who are actually very busy with suffering. That's their path of suffering and the pain, and we have to wear that. And there's a third noble truth people that are very busy with enlightenment. So I think there's a wisdom. Actually, it's the first time I really thought about it when I talked about it earlier. I didn't think about it before. The balance between all four of them. So we need all four. We need to acknowledge the suffering that we experience meeting existence. It's not suffering in existence. It's suffering in our meeting with existence, the way we are, the way we receive experience and life. There's no suffering in existence. It cannot be. It's not suffering floating about in the universe. The way we are with the world, it's a dukkha, but also joy and everything else. So that's our raw material. So first noble truth is the place to say, wake up, there's something to be done. If we don't pay attention to the first noble truth, we're on exactly tayas automati, because there's nothing to be done. So we just, our life, the big goal is to be a milliardaire. That's it. So the first noble truth is a call for us. Something there needs to be, is a teacher for us. Something there, go there. It's telling you something. The second noble truth is the understanding, chakira, understanding what it, where it's come from. What is the suffering? How is it? Where is its sources? Why is it needed? If it ain't suffering in the whole universe, why me? What is it? It's an understanding of that we're feeding it in some way. We're creating it. And by our relationship with reality. So it's really understanding that and letting it go and dissolving that relationship. So clearly we need that as well. The third noble truth is the awakening, which is, if I undo the attachment, there is space. A good example of this, I sometimes think, is when there's anger, and the anger's finished in 1 minute, hopefully. Out of that often comes a hug and joy and something and space. What opens when you realize we were closed, so we drop attachment, herzut, then we find space, we find freedom. Mostly we don't notice it, but if we notice it, then it becomes equal to the others. And the fourth is the path. The Eightfold Path means it's a life journey. So we keep cycling around. The life journey will make sure that we pay attention to all the four. When I was saying all four are needed, I mean we shouldn't get stuck with any of them. That's all. We shouldn't give any of them too much a default, because otherwise, you know, any of them can get stuck. Even the path. I don't know. I'm not. I don't talk to me about awakening. I'm just doing the practice. That's getting stuck on the path. Or I don't see any relief anywhere. Let's get stuck on the first. Or everything is bliss and joy and ananda. Get stuck on the third. Or a lot of psychological stuff. Explanations, there's, you know, getting bogged down in chakira, lama, mi, mamu, you know, all that, getting stuck in attachment. Because attachment, by the way, it's not something itself to be... as a sort of battle, because they're against ourselves. In the tradition, it's simply to feed freedom and not to feed it, not to put esh, yoter delik, on the fire. But it doesn't say bekoach you have to go against ech zuyot shelanu. So that's all I meant, really, that they all need, we need them all, and it's kind of we can see it, you know, in small moments, called rega, we can see this. Rega shall, even in your question, you know, your question was about pain and the first noble truth, and you called it evil, although that's not a language of the Buddha, but I understand very well why you call it that. That's acknowledgement of first noble truth. Your question about how can metta work is an honest question. But we need to look again at both the practice and the labeling called evil. That undoes, that's the second. The third is sense of freedom. My heart doesn't have to go there. My heart can be with the trees and the plants and the breath and the universe and so on, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So just, it's good to pay attention to all four of them. That's all.
If you choose to practice vipassana, and you notice that the same visitor comes all the time, always the same one. So what's your recommendation to do with that?
Yeah, well, that's definitely the first and the second truth. I mean, the attachment is the invitation, keep coming. Something in you allows it, maybe because it's very, for example, fear, even very delicate one, anxiety, will tend to create loops in the mind. Like even very simple, איך אני יכול לפתור את הבעיה הזאת, או איך אני יכול לבחור משהו, או איך אני יכול, you know, that's big time inviting
errands,
loops in the mind. Yeah. So basically you need to see, first of all, give them respect, these loops in the mind. They are there because they've been given power by the heart. So check out what the heart is saying. If behind it is fear or anxiety, what's behind? What's the source of the loops? Secondly, see, give a little bit of kindness to them. They're not themselves problem. They're like the children of consciousness. They're just playing, but they're rather playing a kind of constant game. They're just going round and round, you know. So it's a bit, you know, can't you change your game? You can say it to your kids, yeah, in the mind. It's rather boring. Mind you, the Sograim, Slicha. There's a very funny old story about a guy that's walking around the house playing guitar and only playing one note, tav echad. Kol hazman tav echad. And his wife gets so angry, I can't bear it anymore. You're just playing one note. Play music. 2 months, 1 month, you've been just playing one note. Drive me crazy. Play music. He said, all the people in the world playing music are looking for the one note, Tav Echad, and I found it. I found it. So, I'm simply saying, don't fight the loops, see their source. Secondly, a little bit see other things in the mind, you know, when now that I'm talking to you, you're not going to see these same loops because you're listening to something else. So see the way the mind is actually very big and is full of many, many things. And when you work in Vipassana with them, with the mind, step out of the mind, know the thought, see that it's a bit unpleasant, but also see that it's made of nothing. It's basically empty. It doesn't have solidity. You gave it power to control you. But itself, with Vipassana eye, it's like nothing. It's just... And so really see that there isn't anything there. See it clearly. And the more you can step out, tzad achora ki'ilu, v'roim etan, the more you can step out, the less it will be dominant, because you're coming from a different place. Okay, it's just this one guy singing the same note, because they're tav echad kol hazman. Okay. But you stepped out. It's not the end of the world. And one more thing, go to places of, I would say, basic, big view of reality, the big space of the nature here, the other places which are bigger and more open. Consciousness itself, a sense of presence, it doesn't need that. When there's a sense of presence, you'll see this with, I don't need you. Now, everything is, I'm here in this world. I don't need you. Thank you. Goodbye. So you can sort of keep going to another place which is not that. So with all those things together, should work. And a bit of patience takes time. הסיפור דרך כלל יש רגש מאחורי הסיפור.
כן, אבל השאלה כאילו מצרים בסיפור,
שסיפור
זה משהו קצת גם כאילו, יש משהו מאחורי הסיפור.
כן, לא כל כך מעניין את הסיפור הספציפי. בגלל סיפור זה תוצאה. והדרך שלנו זה לא להיות בתוצאות כמה שאפשר אחורה למקורות.
ורגש?
הרבה רגש זה יודעים את הרגש על ידי סיפורים, על ידי... אז הרגש שבוודאי זה מקור. אבל גם זה, כל הזמן אנחנו צוללים למקורות. זה אפילו רגש, יש שכבות. לדוגמה, כעס, מאחורי כעס יש רגש של הגנתיות, ומאחורי הגנתיות, הגנה, יש רגש של אני אוהב את עצמי, אני לא רוצה למות. כל מיני קולות שהם בתוך רגש, רגש זה לא דבר אחד. אפשר להגיד, כעס זה דבר אחד, זה לא בכלל לא. יש כל כך הרבה מצבי רגשות מאחורי הכעס, ומצבי אנרגיה גם. זה סוג של חיות. So, סיפור is generally, if it's stuck, זה תקוע עוד פעם ועוד פעם, זה תבדקי את הרגש מאחורי. למה זה חשוב? ואם שואלים את זה, למה זה מעניין את הסיפור הזה? אז אם שואלים את זה ובודקים, אז דרך כלל יש איזו סיבה שאפשר להגיד המקור. And it's usually, or very often, רגש, yes. Very often, הרבה זה כן רגש. מיוחד פחד, דאגה, דברים כאלה, הם מאוד מאוד מופיעים פוונצ'ה, מחשבות כזה, זרימה של מחשבות. בגלל המחשבות הם סוג של דחף להבין ולסדר דברים ולמה ולהגנה. המחשבות זה סוג של, אני צריך להגן את עצמי אז עם הרבה הרבה מחשבות. זה הדרך, זה פחות יותר את המחשבות, זה הסיבה של המחשבות. It's like trying to understand so as we will not be at risk בסיכון.
ובקשר לזה,
כמו
שאמרת, הדרך, מתי יש גבול, או איך להישאר בחוויה של הדרך?
Well, just stay with it. Come on. The word Simi used was, I forgot the, to dwell, to the kum, never mind. Lishot, you could say, to stay with something is already half the job. To stay with it, נגיד, okay, לשאר שם קרוב, כמו? כן, פחות יותר. כמו ביוגה, לא דוחפים את הגבולות, ואז יש יכול כזה לעשות נזק לגוף. But you go to the place which is a little difficult and just, before pain, just stay there. And things begin to open. So a story which is a bit painful, it's around and around, you stay there. Or a feeling in the heart, because they're regish, just stay there, let it, watch it, be with it, with sympathy, lo neged. I'm there with you, I'm there for you. And watch the changes that happen. And then it begins to change by itself. And everything that we stay with will open for us. It happened by itself. It will open.
If shah,
אבל לא כל כך טוב לנו. להיכנס לתהליך של לחיפוש סיבתיות והסברים וזה, אז אנחנו עדיין בתוך זה. חסר את החופשיות. החופשיות זה להיות עם זה בלי חיפוש ובלי בתוך גם את הסיפור וגם למה וגם זה ובגלל זה וספקולציה וזה וזה, אנחנו עדיין בתוך. במקום זה, כמו שאמרתי אליך, to step back, to be with it, to let it express itself, because let it listen to its voice and just stay there with it. And if we do that, we will watch how it's made up of other things. We will notice, and sibatiyut will come from that, not from chipus sibatiyut. Yoter roim karov lemashu, ולקחת צעד אחורה קצת. האי הזדהות גם. זה אומר, we're with something, but we're not under it. You see the difference? We're not, they're not תחת. אם אנחנו...
לא להיכנס לדרמה.
גם, כן, זה דרך, אפשר להגיד ככה. אבל אנחנו לא בתוך זה, סיפורים, זה, זה ככה וזה ככה, למה זה ככה וזה קורה לי וזה קרה. זה בתוך. צעד אחורה is, okay, אני רואה את הסיפור, זה סיפור ככה, זה מחשבה ככה, ואז יש עוד מחשבה ככה, ואז יש הרגע שאומר לי, הלב אומר לי ככה, והגוף אומר לי ככה. אני עם הכזה, פסיפס. פסיפס? Is that the word? Mosaic, כזה. But you're watching it. It's not you. You're not in it. You're stand back. And stay, but lishhot means to stay with it a while, not just to look. Oh, baya, ba'az borchim. Okay, I think that's enough for the evening.